My beloved people, first of all, this morning, not that it's in the order of importance, but it just happens to be first in the bulletin, and that is that Thursday of this week, of course, is Thanksgiving Day, and we take this opportunity to wish you and all of your families a very happy day for that day. I would like very much to point out to you that this day is just as much a Catholic day as it is anybody else's day, if we look at it correctly, though we understand that there are those who have classified it a pagan day and something that is un-Catholic. Therefore, feel perfectly comfortable about it. It is a day that we set aside to feast and thank Almighty God for the goodness that he has extended to us. And who is it in this room this morning that really, when you get right down to it, has not some reason, some very big and valid reason to thank Almighty God? I know I do. There isn't a day that passes that I have no reason to thank God. I thank God that he's given me another day. There are all kinds of things. And why not celebrate the occasion? So, be unmindful of those who are trying to tear down a fabric that is of long standing. Also, the day after Thanksgiving, which is a Friday, always for practical reasons, and as far as I can remember, and if it's as far as I can remember, it goes way back, the day after Thanksgiving, a Friday, is not a day of abstinence. You can eat meat. You may eat meat on that day, the day after Thanksgiving. That in this diocese, among others, in this country, from way back, and we certainly had a very strict bishop in this diocese. There was probably nobody any stricter than himself, and a thoroughly Catholic bishop in this diocese. And he made it a point that on that day we may eat meat without any qualms of conscience. Not just here, but for visitors that come here from elsewhere even. We have, of course, the early announcement for Immaculate Conception, which you can read for yourselves. This morning, my beloved people, in our own very small way, we have four little girls, four little young ladies, for children who are going to receive their Lord and Savior for the first time in their lives. And I don't know how many of you were here when we dedicated this church. But that was a festive occasion. And there were several Protestants in this church on that day, and they honored us with their presence. The Blessed Sacrament had not been in this church prior to that day, except for Mass, and that's it. And we started the procession in the monastery carrying the Blessed Sacrament and bringing the Blessed Sacrament into this building for the first time officially. The Protestants, one and all, said at various times afterwards, when you walked in the front door, they didn't know what I was carrying. They suspected, but they could not analyze it. When you walked in the front door, there was a very noticeable change in the entire atmosphere inside this building. They did not know why the atmosphere changed, but something great and tremendous took place at that moment. And so it is with these little girls. When they receive this morning their Lord and Savior for the first time in their little hearts, something big and something important is going to take place. And they are going to house, for a few moments at least, their Lord and Savior for the first time in their beautiful, simple, lovely, pure hearts. This is a moment when we need to look back on that day which took place in our lives many years ago. And we need to look seriously at how we have maintained our hearts over these past years. What has taken place in our hearts over these years? And do we yet receive our blessed Lord and Savior? And does he come into the same kind of heart that he entered that morning when we made our first Holy Communion? These are things that we have to keep in mind. These are things that we must investigate. These are the things that we must study. And it is only in the faith, of course, these little children, bless their little hearts, to speak of them of faith, they don't really know what we're talking about. So be it. The fact remains that they are doing it, and the fact remains that their little hearts are clean. That's all that matters, really. And that our Lord is going to be very comfortable in their little hearts this morning as they come up, let them come up alone first to receive Holy Communion. After Mass, they will be given the brown scapular. We parents need a lot to think about, or have a lot to think about, especially in raising our children in these days and times. I become a bit tired when I hear, and I myself say it over and over again, never before have things been as bad as they are today. And that is the truth. Things have never been as bad as they are today. And parents, do not look upon this as something that you have to perform in the rearing of your children. And in the rearing of the children, one of the things that has to be attended to, first of all, we have to see to it they get baptized. Then we have to see to it that they get make their first confession. Then we have to see to it that they make their first communion. Then we have to see to it they get confirmed, and so on and so on. If that's the way we're looking at it, my beloved people, we have missed the boat in these our wonderful days. The thing that we have to keep alive, burning brilliantly in the hearts of these children as it is with our other children, is the faith that we need to nourish above all things, and the faith that we need to transmit to these little babies, these young children, as they grow older. Today we're trying to take away from our youngsters the pretty things, if I may use that word, that we enjoyed when we were children. Parents today, and they read it, we read a lot about it. We read a lot about the falsehood of the nursery rhymes. We read a lot about the falsehood of a lot of other things that our little children, that we're teaching them to be liars. Number one, that isn't true. But let us beware, and let us look with sincere eye. If we remove the beautiful and the beautiful and innocent fantasies of childhood, have any of us ever taken the time to see what these fantasies have been replaced with? We get all excited about the fantasies. But we don't get terribly disturbed about what has replaced the fantasies in the minds of our very small children. Only last night, I don't tell you these things because they're just coincidental. They did take these things that I tell you. When I say it happened last night, when I say it happened yesterday, believe me, it did. Only last night did I receive a telephone call from a distraught parent miles and miles and miles and miles away from here. And he was distraught because he had children that he was trying to raise properly. They had been visiting in their narrow circles. You know, we traditionalists have a tendency to build walls around ourselves, and we don't dare look on the other side of that wall, lest perhaps. This gentleman had been visiting some close friends within the wall that he and his family lived. And while he was visiting in the houses, and this happened in more than one house, and these were large families too. You know how everybody today, if they see a computer, or if they see an internet, they can't resist going to it and start turning the switch on and start turning the buttons, or pushing the buttons. So this gentleman went into the around where the children played. Strictly the children's plaything. When he turned it on, or when he turned them on, because it happened in more than one house, in more than one family circle. Very Catholic family, went to Mass regularly, said the family rosary regularly, said all the prayers the Catholic people say regularly. ideal families, which of course, I'm not judging the families. When the internet flashed on, in the rooms of the little children, and these were children that were 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 years of age and older. He fell back. When he saw what was on the screens of their sets. And when he said something to the parents, the remark was, well, we just simply don't have time to look after everything. My beloved people, we've got work to do. And we'd best be about it. And we're dealing with a God. We're not dealing with a next door neighbor or some Hottentot that we can look at and talk to and leave any way we want to. As I have told you before, and it goes with the raising of the children more than anything else, if we are sincere in wanting to give them something that will last. Off to the right, we said this last Sunday, off to the right is just as off course as off to the left. Our children this morning are not going through an empty ceremony, which everybody oohs and ahs and says how beautiful and how sweet and how lovely. The important minutes or moments in the lives of these children will be after today, when they look at their parents and when they see the way their parents react to whatever, when they see what kind of faith their parents display or whatever. That's what's important. And if they see their parents, and our children today at the age of 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, I was 18 years old before I started learning what they know already at 4, 5, 6 and 7 today. And don't let anybody tell you they don't. I forgot what I was going to say. If it comes back to me, I will say it. But in any event, my beloved people, the example that our parents give the children is horrendously important. And if they see their parents come up, go to communion regularly, and if they see their parents say their rosary regularly, go to Mass regularly, and do all the wonderful things regularly, but then, behind the scenes, they see the other side of their parents' devotion. And they see pride, and they see anger, and they see deceitfulness, and they see self-will, and they see self-opinion and all of the other wonderful things. The children make evaluations. And that's what makes them wonder. Because outside, they see the other children having a playful time. I'm not saying a good, fun, whatever, but at least a playful time. But we're not permitted because that's wrong. My beloved people, we have to learn that which is the center and which is correct. Let no man tell us to do things which in prudence cannot be done. Prudence is something that is lacking today amongst some of the other virtues. Prudence is the mother of all virtue. So this morning, not to continue too long, this morning as these four little girls come up to receive their Lord, let this be an occasion for deep interior examination of conscience. We have, some of us, not any of us on this side of the communion rail, but for some of us, we have seen and we remember when our own children themselves made their first communion many years ago. Isn't it heartbreaking when we look around us this morning and ask, where are they at this moment? All of us, I don't point fingers at anybody. It starts in my own family, so why should I not talk about your families? And we ask, well, where did we go wrong? We do not know what tomorrow is going to bring, so we might as well make sure that today is holy and live one day at a time in holiness, in prudence, in faith, in justice, in prayer, in humility. Humility and humility. Whereas prudence is the most important of all the virtues. If we do not have humility, everything we do is false. Everything we do is worthless if humility is not in our hearts. This is something that we should tell ourselves day after day after day after day. If there is no humility in me, or if there's only a degree of humility in me, everything else I do is false. And consequently, not acceptable. Never forget the important message of the poor old Pharisee and the poor old publican who went up to the temple to pray. Don't forget that message, because that's where the kernel is. I do wish that we will have a blessed day today, a beautiful day. Let us all become children so that we can be children as these children are. And let us make sure that the faith, that the love, that the humility, that the kindness, that the meekness, and all the other virtues that they see in their mothers and fathers will be for them forever a pattern to follow. Do not order your children to be good. Do not rule your children with rules. Soldiers are ruled with rules. Or the military is ruled with is ordered about with rule. In your houses, in our houses, let our children see example. And they will see that it's good. They will see their fathers and mothers, not because, you know, children have a way of sneaking around when you're not suspecting them. And they can see what their mothers and fathers are saying and doing and looking at. They know. They know exactly what's going on in the other room. And they say, if over there, why not in here? Yes, they do. It's time to look at it as it is. And if they see their parents not being artificially good for the sake of their children, but just naturally good, the children are going to be good too. It never fails. It works every time. So in these days when terror is at our back door every minute of every day, and these children, they've got a world to look at that they're going to walk into one of these days. For you will not keep them in the shadow of your wing for the rest of their lives. You might as well come to that conclusion. They will go out on their own. Be sure that they are properly prepared for what's in store for them. Whatever it is, I don't know. So I want you to have a happy day. I know I'm always talking gloom and doom. I'm always telling you the glass is half empty rather than telling you the glass is half full. But the glass is getting up pretty low. And if we want joy in our hearts, when we go to bed at night and there's no one to disturb us and our ear is against the pillow, and all we can hear is the thump, thump, thump of our hearts. And there's nobody there to help us play our games. And I know that at that time, it is only me and that whom I call God. And if I can play games at that time, then I'm playing games with my children. A blessed day to us all. A blessed Thanksgiving to us all. We have every reason to be thankful when we see all the little children we have here amongst us. Be thankful for these little girls. And be mindful of the fact that in here, right now, in our midst, we have purity. And that is so beautiful because God walks with the pure.